I've been consistently raising the pressure that tillage farmers are under this autumn as a result of the very bad weather, which meant that at least about 15% of the crop wasn't harvested or indeed was destroyed and just salvaged, but to no avail. And that has meant that a significant number and proportion of tillage farmers, but a minority at that, are finding themselves in a situation where they have no income or very limited income because of the fact that they didn't get their crops. And that's put massive pressure on them. And it also comes in the back of three previous years where the price for grain was just about at the price of or the cost of production. So they simply need a crisis fund. I've raised it several times with the minister in the Dáil. At the outset, he indicated that once the crop was finished, he might consider where things stood, but unfortunately in ministerial question time yesterday, when I raised it once again, he said that he had no intention of doing anything and he entirely ruled it out.
And what now for the tillage farmers if the minister has indeed ruled it out?
Well, it leaves them in a very, very desperate situation. Those that did manage to get the crop won't be making money this year because of the price of grain, but the key problem is those who didn't manage to get their crops. And for some farmers, up to half of their crop wasn't saved. So they are in a desperate situation. The minister has been pointing them to a loan scheme which is going to be launched in the new year. However, it's not loans that those farmers need. The minister needs to recognise that there's a crisis here for those particular farmers. Chugusk have already conducted a survey and have the statistics and the data in relation to those farmers who have lost their crop. And I'll continue to raise this, and I know farmers are raising it, and I believe the minister's answer simply is not good enough.